This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Uh-oh, we know what that means. It's the Department of Corrections, where we attempt to atone for some of the mistakes we've made recently. And joining us for this all-too-familiar experience, our senior producer and the assistant acting director of the Department of Corrections, Officer Steve Proffitt. Officer Steve, what have we done now?
We've confused a mitzvah with a mikvah.
Well, I can see how that could happen.
Yes, last week our reporter, Karen Grigsby Bates, did a story about the Jewish festival of Sukkot. That's one of the most joyous of Jewish holidays. And it comes just 5 days after the most solemn day of the year.
Yom Kippur.
Right. Anyway, here's a snippet from Karen's piece as it ran last week.
The families have performed a mikvah, or good work, in thanking God for the year's bounty and welcoming others to experience it as well.
Okay, she says mikvah when she meant to say mitzvah.
Correct, and she feels so bad about it, she's come down with a cold and lost her voice. It's true. But she did send this acknowledgement of her error.
I'm mortified to have made that mistake, says our usually very precise Karen Grigsby Bates, and she is fastidious. You should see her desk. She continues, thanks to the legions who wrote in to tell me what's what. Mikvah, ritual bath. Mitzvah, good deed. Got it? Mea culpa.
And that would be Latin for my mistake.
Okay, surely there are more.
Oh, yeah. Jacques Amar writes us from Pasadena, California, to suggest problems with the use of the term phone blog.
Phone blog. This is what we call it when we hear from Mickey Kaus, the writer at Slate, who writes the Kaus Files weblog. He leaves blog-like items on our voicemail, so we call it a phone blog or sometimes a radio blog.
Yeah, Alex, so follow me here. As Mr. Amar notes, blog is short for web log.
Web blog, web blog, blog.
Right. So if we follow the same pattern, then phone log becomes...
Plog. Plog. You know, I like that. Can we get it registered?
Yeah, the legal department at Day to Day is already on it.
Okay, good. What else?
Not actually corrections, but concern about the use of two terms very popular in the news today, war and debate. Thomas G. Vincent writes to protest the use of the word war when describing the conflict in Iraq.
In the common usage of the word, Mr. Vincent says, war refers to a conflict between nations.
And regarding the presidential debates, a listener from South Bend, Indiana notes that these are in fact not debates. They're joint appearances or tandem interviews or something, but they're not debates.
And it's more than a question of labels. Sandy Carmichael writes that reporters discuss the candidates' debating skills and frame the event in a way that is misleading and ultimately disappointing.
And finally, Mr. Chadwick, a question from Max Maxson regarding something you said just yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes. And here's the statement in question.
This morning in the Mojave Desert east of Los Angeles.
Mr. Maxson notes that Mojave is almost due north of Los Angeles. However, that's the town of Mojave, and you obviously there referred to the desert itself. It extends all the way to California's eastern border, so I'm giving you a break on this one.
Well, thank you, Officer Steve. And dear listeners, if you hear an error, by all means, write to us at the Department of Corrections.
The address is daytoday@npr.org. You can send your comments there, too.
And thanks to Corrections Officer, Senior Producer Steve Proffitt.
Happy to protect and serve.